Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business-related issues. Each of my guests will be discussing a topic from the business world. My first guest is an entrepreneur who is putting a new spin on a traditional sport and selling it to the public. He's the owner of the Ventura Black Widows women's football team. We'll discuss the rise of women's football and the business behind the sport. My second guest is the erudite and insightful anchor at CNBC's global headquarters in New Jersey. He specializes in foreign markets, in particular Europe. We'll get a world perspective on global markets for our investing listening public. My third guest tells of an extraordinary change in business, leadership is dead, and how influence is reviving business leadership. We'll look at this premise as we examine his latest book, Leadership is Dead. As always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Ahmed Newton is the owner and president of the Ventura Black Widows football team. Ahmad was looking on the internet for arena football when he saw a link for a women's football association seeking an owner for a team in Ventura. His interest peaked. Newton decided to give it a try. The Ventura Black Widows are an independent women's football team. They joined the Women's Spring Football League in 2010. Hi, Ahmad. How are you doing today?
Hey, Billy the Brain. I'm fine. Yourself?
I am doing terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest here. And you really are an entrepreneur. You're stepping out there and doing something that is out of the ordinary. So that's why I wanted to bring you on the show and talk not only about your team, but also about the business behind it. But let's set it up for listeners. Most of my listeners will remember the movie A League of Their Own, which chronicles the start of the All-American Women's Baseball League back in the 1940s. But few of us know about women's football. Tell us about the sport. Is it an amateur, professional sport? Just tell us about women's professional football.
Well, Billy, and women's football is in a semi-pro stage right now, where the players don't get paid. They pretty much they pay to play as far as furnishing their own gear, team fees, things like that. So it's really in its infancy stage right now, but it is picking up some steam.
That's good. So the women pay to play, as you put it. So I guess the first question is the sport growing? Are we seeing an increase of women wanting to play football and more of these semi-pro leagues springing up around the country?
True on both parts. Right now, there's about 150 teams nationwide with teams in Canada, Japan, all throughout Europe, and also Mexico.
Wow. And so USA, Canada, Japan?
Japan.
And now, you don't think of Japan as a football nation, at least an American-style football nation, and Mexico. So how did it get its international flavor to it? I mean, is that just the way the league sprung up, or are these separate leagues in each of the countries that compete amongst themselves?
These are separate leagues in these foreign countries, and they were either independent teams or other leagues that just started up out of necessity of women wanting to play American football.
I see. Now, do these leagues, have they sort of bonded together either formally or informally to have a world championship, if you will? I mean, it's kind of interesting. You've got teams from all these different countries. It'd be neat to have a World Series, if you will, of women's professional football.
Actually, that happened last year in Sweden. There was a tournament, and USA team took the gold.
All right.
It was between USA, Canada, Sweden, a team from the Netherlands, and there was a total of six teams.
USA, USA. I like that. That's great. But it begs the bigger question, Ahmad. If the USA won this national championship and there are 150 teams, they're in multiple countries around the world, why haven't we heard more about it?
To be honest with you, I couldn't answer that question. We don't get a lot of press. It's basically the teams. We have to promote our own selves, market ourselves, and try to get the word out on our own. The girls, the players, they do great as far as inviting friends and families to the games, but we need more assistance.
All right, well, we need more fans, and that's why I have two season passes to the Black Widows. What's the value on that, about $100, Ahmed?
I'll say priceless.
Priceless, all right. So these are priceless, but we'll put a face value of about $100 season pass to see the Black Widows, and I'll give that away to the third caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. You can be one of the charter members of the Black Widows fan club right here in Ventura County. So, Ahmad, let's talk about this. I mean, a lot of my listeners hear the sound of our voices. They really want to know more about the women who play football for the Ventura Black Widows. So what motivates a woman to want to play American-style football?
It could be a lot of factors. Just the most common factor is being denied from an early age to not having the opportunity to actually play football. That's one factor. Another one, some of these women need to get some aggression out, and they can hit each other legally without going to jail. I mean, it's just it's just amazing to hear the backgrounds, because every woman that plays, they have a story. They're all unique. We don't have, like, prisoners and convicts on the team. We have professional women. We have moms, girlfriends, nieces, nephews, aunts, mothers, students, architects, teachers. Last year we had civil engineers. I mean, these are professional women.
Well, Ahmad, take us inside of this a little bit deeper. Let's highlight one or two of your star players. What are their backgrounds, and what drew them to play for you and the Ventura Black Widows?
Oh, man, every player is a star in the Black Widows, but I'll just kind of give you an idea. As far as coming and playing with the Black Widows, I mean, it's just a lot of different reasons, but I'll give you an idea. We have one player. She's a little older. She's mature in age, and she never had the access to play. It's been a lifelong dream to play football, and now to play women's football, there's a chance for her to actually live her dreams, to actually do it.
And I think that is great. What does she do in the off season when she is not playing football?
She works as a corporate buyer.
All right, so she's a corporate buyer by day and a football player by night and on the weekends as well. How many games will the team play this year?
So far, we are scheduled for six. Our next game is this weekend. We travel to Reno, play against the Reno Rattlers, and we're trying to add a game for June 4th in Salt Lake City. We're trying to add that game.
All right. We're talking to Ahmad Newton, everybody, owner and CEO of the Ventura Black Widows football team. Ahmad, what are the odds makers saying for this week's game against the Rattlers, the Reno Rattlers? Who's the favorite and by how many points?
Honestly, the odds makers have the Black Widows favorite by 60 points.
Favored by 60 points.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blowout. So, well, good luck to you, and I hope that that is the case. But back to the women players, because I think that's one of the more fascinating angles on this particular story. So these women are professionals, some of them by day. They come to get their aggression out, play football with you. From where do you recruit your players? Because in men's football, colleges are the minor leagues. So there's a whole feeder system. You go high school to college, college to the pros, and there's a progression, a ladder that one can crawl up.
Right.
There is no such ladder for women's football yet. So talk to me about from where do you find your players? And is there the beginning of college football for women on college campuses that will eventually turn into your feeder system?
Okay, to answer the last question, some colleges, like, for example, Boise State University, they had sponsored a women's football team in the past. Some colleges, they do have it, but you really have to look. Boise State, they had a team for, I think, since 2005 until last year.
Wow.
They did sponsor. As far as what we get our players from,
sure.
It just, we do interviews, like radio interviews, and people become interested. They go to the website, and they just kind of find us by luck or by chance.
All right. So for all of you women with aggression issues out there, you can go to the website. What is the website, Ahmad?
www.blackwidowsfootball.com. Drop us a note. We will respond to you ASAP and let you know about tryouts, information, anything you need to know to get started.
All right. We're talking to Ahmad Newton, who is the owner and the CEO of the Ventura Black Widows football team. The other part of this story, Ahmad, that is very, very interesting is the business side of this, how you became the owner and the president of the team. So what made it motivated you to want to own a sports team in the first place?
Oh, what motivated me? Billy the Brain. Oh, man. Being a businessman, profit.
Profit?
Just
okay.
Profit. Just being in the business is profit. But women's football, as of right now, you know, we haven't generated any, which is fine with me. I mean, I do it for the love of the actual sport to expand. I'm not looking to make money as of right now, which is a weird thing, but it's the truth. It's just the truth. It's just more of laying the groundwork, the foundation. And then if it comes, fine. If we can just break even, that's fine as well.
All right. Well, profit, you'll find that profit is not a dirty word here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, so I commend you for that. We're talking to Ahmad Newton. And Ahmad, I still have those tickets, those passes to give away, two season passes to the Black Widows here in Ventura County. Those will go to the third caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. Be the winner of these, and they're valued at about $100. Ahmad will tell you that they're priceless, but real value, they're worth about $100, and they can be yours if you're the third caller, 639-0008. Now, back to you as the owner of a sports team. So what does it take to become a team owner in the Women's Spring Football League? I mean, how much money do you put up? What are some of the parameters? What are they looking for in their owners? They certainly don't want another Frank McCourt-like situation that the Dodgers are having.
There you go. Dedication. Basically, myself, just kind of give you guys an idea, I work this year-round. I really don't have any downtime, and meaning that while we are in season, like our season now, I'm recruiting for next year. And eventually we're going to have tryouts for next year. And once the tryouts are done, we go into practice mode and our season starts all over again. So I'll be working with sponsors after the season for next year. So it's a it's a planning stage. You have to plan and make progressions.
All right, Ahmad, you're the front office, and they have this regular season. Are you also the coach, or do you have a professional coach who helps you out?
We have some coaches that come out. They're very good, and we appreciate their time, just like with the players. Everyone here is volunteer, so even the players, in a sense. So we just come, and everyone sacrificed their time to be a part of it, and we appreciate everything that people are putting together.
Oh, I think it's great. Now, the Black Widows in the Women's Spring Football League, they are a for-profit business. So how do you generate revenue? Do you have ticket sales? Do you have concessions? Do you have a media contract with ESPN yet? Where does the money come from?
It comes from our fundraising efforts. We fundraise until we cannot fundraise anymore. It's like every week, it's like we have a new fundraiser. Ticket sales, concession sales, drawing raffles, things like that. A few sponsors, myself. We do charge a small team fee, which is a trial fee of $55.
Oh, okay.
So it comes from a lot of different sources right now. But if we can get an ESPN contract, that would be great. If we can get a radio contract to broadcast our guys on the radio, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me about that. What does it take in today's sports world, Ahmad Newton, to get some kind of a media contract set up?
First of all, the media, they want to see what kind of fan base you have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to grow a fan base. I know we can get a fan base if we're on TV or on the radio.
Right.
So it's more like a catch-22.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Right. If we're on TV, I know we'll get more fans, but since that's not the case, we're just growing as much as we can.
All right. So they're looking for the fan base. They're looking for numbers that is going to drive that.
Exactly.
Now, in terms of the Black Widows, how many different media outlets have you approached about covering the sport?
Let me see. I tried newspaper, Ventura County Star.
And you got a good ride up there.
Yeah, exactly. We were in negotiations with KDLC 56, which is an independent TV station down in, I think, Anaheim or Santa Ana. That might not go through, but there's other, like, internet TV stations, like Caps TV, Public Access. They have agreed to air all of our games from year one up until the present.
Great.
So even though it is public access, it is free, but we'll get the Black Widows inside of the households and
Wonderful. All right, so that's. I'm sorry. Go on.
The grassroots network.
It is grassroots, and that's the way that these things are born. We're talking to Ahmad Newton, owner and CEO of the Ventura Black Widows football team. And Ahmad, what makes Ventura County a desirable location for a women's football league? And in what ways do you see women's football growing here in Ventura County over the next few years?
Ventura County itself is unique because we're not in the hustle and bustle of the Los Angeles County. We're just out of the way enough where you have to be committed to drive this way if you want to be a part of the team. Now, we do have players that come from Santa Maria.
Yeah, wow.
Which is a commute.
Yeah.
With the gas prices, I mean, it's amazing. One player from Lone Polk.
Wow.
One player that comes from Los Angeles. So we have players that make the commute, and we're just enough out of the way. We like the Green Bay of football.
The Green Bay of football.
Right.
I like that. We're talking to Ahmad Newton, who is the CEO, founder of the Ventura Black Widows Women's Football League. Ahmad, if people are interested, they want to learn more about you, maybe get season tickets. And by the way, a big shout-out to Diane, who is our winner of the two passes to the Black Widows football season. Diane, we'll get those in the mail to you right away. But if others want to learn more about you, they want to buy tickets or learn more about how they can participate, Ahmad, where would you have them go? On the internet,
www.blackwidowsfootball.com, and we'll get an answer, whatever it is, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Just because we have a game this weekend, I will have my portable laptop and I will be answering any emails coming through.
Oh, that is wonderful. We've been talking about the most unusual sport, women's professional or semi-professional football. The owner of the Ventura Black Widows football team, Ahmad Newton. Ahmad, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy the Brain, hey, it's my pleasure.
Hey, take care.